Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
All rise for the most unrelatable Judgment Zone ever on Spizzano and Sandy. Court is in session.
I know this may be a stretch for you today, but and I don't want this to get under your skin, but dropping close family to unfriend them, to ignore their phone calls because of politics.
We're 40 some days away from the next election.
Because you don't see eye to eye on politics with a close. Now, we're talking close family members.
Right.
Fringe family, it's easy to ignore them.
Yeah.
Close family, that's it. You're done. You don't talk to them. You ignore them.
Hmm. Two buzz. Politics. What do you think?
Jerk or justified. It's, oh God. Where am I putting my vote? I'm going to say jerk.
Have you had that scenario happen?
Oh, there's people in my family. I don't, and we have a small family, so it's harder for me, actually really harder for me to relate to this because we don't have a big family, but I'll just sit there, and if somebody is pontificating about politics and I just can't stand it, coming from political science as one of my minors at college.
For a minute.
It was a major. No, it was, I majored in political science.
For how long?
Once I hit the credits for a minor, for it to be a minor, I dropped it down. That's how it just drives me nuts. Okay. So as much as I'm annoyed by it, I just go numb. My ears go numb and I just sit there and stare. I don't engage. I just let them get it off their chest and I sit there in silence.
But being a polyscience major, right? Wouldn't that be intriguing to you where you could, you know, argue?
That's why I dropped it to a minor. I had my boyfriend do all my papers for me. I just didn't fit. I didn't fit in that world. I would say to drop them, to ignore them, to ruin a relationship, a future relationship with your close family members because of politics, I think is a little extreme. So I'm going to say it's jerk.
I like the argument. So I say it's jerk too. If you just dump them, then you got nobody to argue with.
You do it just because you love the debate?
I love the debate. I love both sides kind of thing. I love talking, hearing one side, listening to another, trying to, you know, get my point across, trying to listen to their point.
Jill's family, if they don't see eye to eye, you're going to speak up your point?
I'm not. I'm a little scared, so I stay out of that. But I wouldn't dump them off of social media or not return their calls. So it's jerk.
So if her dad pontificated about his opinions and they were totally against yours, and you're too scared to speak up, would you distance yourself until after the election?
No.
So you say it's jerk too. Do we agree on this?
We do, but I have a feeling other people have other ideas on this. Because the phones are blowing up right now. 222 Buzz. Is it jerk or justified? just to write off that close family member when it comes to politics, or you not even return their calls. Hi, what do you think?
Justified.
Dump them. Dump all them family members.
Well, I didn't quite go that far, but I'm not calling them until after this election's over.
Oh, my. Now, who is it that you're not calling?
It's one of my brothers. Uh-huh. My one brother in Florida, I know, is already a Trump fan. His uh-huh. daughters bought him a Trump mug. I don't talk politics with him. Mm-hmm. My other brother, I called. And we had a lovely conversation. And then at the end of the conversation, he started with politics. I said, please, let's not talk about politics. And he kept going. And he kept going. Oh, and I was ready to kill.
You're just like, listen, I don't want to dump two brothers in 1 week.
I know.
Okay, so it is okay. Justified, huh?
I got you down.
It's to keep the peace.
Okay, thank you.
It's to keep the peace. Thank you.
All right.
Too funny.
I know. So what do? You call us at 222-BUZZ, and you be on the jury.
Yeah. You have to decide, would it be a jerk thing to do, or is it justified to drop close family members because you guys don't see eye to eye about politics?
All right. It's coming up on The Buzz.
In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
Your vote matters especially, more than ever.
Especially in this election.
That's right. In the judgment zone, your vote matters. Okay, so you guys have to decide. You cast the vote either for jerk or justified. To drop family members, close family members, to unfollow them, unfriend them, ignore their phone calls, distance yourself from close relatives, all because you guys don't see eye to eye when it comes to politics.
I've blown people up on social media, but not close relatives.
You draw the line at close relatives then?
I guess I draw the line at okay. close relatives.
So you think it would be a jerk thing to do?
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, your brothers and sisters and your family, you can't get rid of them forever. You can't just put them on pause.
Well, you know? According to our listeners so far, they have. So, but the case isn't over yet. We had a few listeners that we put on the air and casted their vote, but now you guys have to chime in.
Yeah,
and we'll come up with a verdict.
222-BUZZ 222-2899. I still think it's a jerk move because, like, you have to have both sides. You have to listen to both sides of the argument.
Yeah, but this is the problem with politics today. Nobody listens to both sides. There is no listening going on. There's only talking mm-hmm. going on, right? It gets so heated. And yeah, it's like nails on a chalkboard. I'm there with you. But I don't think I would ever drop. I haven't dropped family. I just sit there with a blank stare. My ears are numb.
Just wait it out.
I'm trying to think other thoughts in my mind to keep me like happy.
A wise man.
Because it's exhausting.
I know it is. A wise man once said, the dove of peace is made of the left wing and the right wing. Nothing.
That's nice.
Nothing.
That's beautiful.
I like that. Yeah. All right. 222-BUZZ. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
Justified. I had to unfollow my cousin because he kept calling everybody on my Facebook page jerks and morons.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
it's one thing to have your opinion and agree to disagree, but he just was not listening to the other side of the argument.
Uh-huh. Right. I see.
Took it too far. All right.
Interesting.
Got you down.
Thank you. Yeah.
Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Jerk. Why?
Well, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And why do you want to disassociate from your family just from sharing their own opinion?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I personally try to avoid politics talk at the table and anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love how my 15 and 16-year-olds think they have all the answers to the world in politics.
Oh, of course.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Yeah. But I also want to work on the word pontificated.
Uh-huh.
I'm impressed with Sandy.
Big words.
Big work.
Oh, wow. I must really always sound dumb on the air.
I think that should be the word of the day and should be used in the sentence at least 3 times.
Okay, you got it. Maybe I'll come up with a new word tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. All right. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Jerk. Explain.
I think it's okay to talk politics. Wait a minute. No, I'll go with justify.
Ah.
It's okay to talk politics. You have to talk to politics.
Mm-hmm.
You can't listen to the media. What's wrong with knowing how family members, society talks to each other? What, we don't talk to each other? Nobody knows what anybody else is thinking.
Okay, so I think you do want to stick with jerks. So the what's on trial is to drop family members, to unfollow them, to ignore their phone calls. Would that be a jerk or justified move because you guys aren't on the same page politically?
Yeah.
So
if if they're anti-America, we have to fight for our country.
Yeah.
Well, you know, today in today's day and age, it's everyone's opinion matters unless it's not mine. that's the way people talk now when it comes to politics, right?
Yeah.
I only want to hear your opinion if it matches mine.
And where does that get you in life?
Right.
That phrase is right alongside live, laugh, love on your kitchen wall. Bye. Thank you.
How was Tally so far?
Well, so far, the court is leaning towards jerk.
Okay.
It's a jerk thing to do.
Let's take another call. Hi, the buzz. Good morning. Jerk justified.
Justified.
Hey, Donzo, dump the family. Screw them.
Exactly. Well, not just it. Then less headaches. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
You got to talk to them. You can be your own self.
You are going to
argument.
Yeah, good point.
You're going to split the family apart all because of politics?
In a heartbeat, dear. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't lose a drop of sleep over it. Not
a
problem.
Hysterical. That is exactly what it's the complete opposite of what it's supposed to be. America and
I did my 6 years to be able to do this, see?
That's right.
You did serve. Okay.
And thank you for serving.
Anytime, brother.
Okay, my brother. All see right. ya. Okay, right. Let's take this one. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
I say justified.
Oh, you just tied it up. Now it's a hung jury.
I have to. I have an older brother that lives in Vegas, and he is like the black sheep of the family. He's not on board with anybody else's thinking, and my dad... Anytime I call, my dad's like, oh, I'm so happy to hear your voice. I go, why? And he goes, because you agree with everything that I agree with. Yeah. And I said, well, we haven't even talked in a while. And he goes, I know. But I know you agree with the same things I do.
Well, see, now what does that say? It says that you're only going to hang out with people, even if it's family, if they agree with the way you think. Well, that's not open-minded.
Well, no, actually, that's not how I think as far as my family goes. There's some family members that I spend a lot more time with because I enjoy their company. Mm. And then there are some that have many different views than I do, and I distance myself from them.
Yeah.
Like, I live in New York, he lives in Nevada.
Yeah, have a nice
it's
day.
It's a win-win.
Oh, my gosh, that's a way to distance yourself.
It's a win-win. I love it. All right, where are we?
It's hung right now, so this is it. This is it. The deciding vote.
Okay. Hi, the buzz. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're going to break this hung jury, whether it's jerk or justified, to just kind of write off family members because of politics.
Totally justified.
Wow.
What?
You got a story?
I've done it for less than politics.
Nice.
I unfollow a family member just because they post obnoxious crap I don't like. But when they become
bye.
Justify me, justify. We got a verdict. Justify me, justify. And the divide gets wider. Congratulations.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.